The building itself is awe-inspiring. It's overpowering. The rotunda, the mosaics, the whole visual architectural experience of the facility is unbelievable. It's one of the great public facilities. Well, forget public. It's one of the great structures in the world. It's a magical building. What it's meant to so many people, what it means to this community, it has a real physical and emotional impact on you just by virtue of what this structure is and how it looks and how you experience it as an individual. My first recollection of Union Terminal as a kid, I remember my dad bringing me down here, and I must have been, I don't know, probably 8 years old, maybe seven. And I just was in so much awe of this huge place. But really, the dreams that it inspired in me as a kid about all the places that you could go to and riding a passenger train and going off to places that you'd never seen before, it was very, very exciting. I always wanted to ride a train, but we never did. In 1972, I was 14 years old, and Dad had just been named the director of what was called the Law and America Society. It was a new national public interest center dealing with police-juvenile relations, and so he was in Chicago for a month. So my older brother and I each split 2 weeks in Chicago with Dad. While he was doing all this stuff. And we both went to Chicago and back by riding a train and taking it out of Union Terminal. And finally, I had this experience and was a passenger getting on a train. And when we returned, coming back into Cincinnati, going along the tracks there, along the Ohio River, and then on into Union Terminal and coming out of the rotunda and the skyline of the city in the distance, at night, the whole trip was magical. And it was not only a great father-son experience that I had with my dad, it was great in terms of really closing the deal on all these dreams I had about Union Terminal and train travel and that sort of thing. It really was a magical experience. And then just 2 months after that, my dad died. And so for that reason I think that whole trip took on a real larger-than-life impression on me, and it was truly one of the great experiences that I've had in my life, and Union Terminal was at the center of it. My daughter Emma is, as we speak, 10 years old, and Emma has lived a life of some challenge. She has Down syndrome, and she is the embodiment of love and joy and happiness, and is a real joy in my life. And she has grown up coming to Museum Center, taking part in particular, in the Children's Museum that she loves to go to, and all aspects of it, from the water play and learning area to the playground area where you climb through trees and up into netting and tunnels and all sorts of things. She absolutely loves that. And she talks about Museum Center. And at one point, I forget exactly what it was that I had that I showed to Emma, but she immediately recognized the image of Museum Center. And that's what she said. She said, "Museum." And we'll be driving to downtown, and she'll have her face glued to the window when we drive by where Union Terminal is. And she's looking at that. She loves coming here. It plays a real big role in Emma's life and in my life with Emma. There were times when the building itself was looking for the right fit and the right role to play in our community, and people that cared a lot about the architecture and the structure were doing everything they could in order to keep the building going until that right fit was found. And so, was this the best place for a shopping mall? Clearly not. It certainly wasn't the right fit for it long term. What it does today is. But why that was important is because the people of Cincinnati, Hamilton County, the greater Cincinnati region, know and knew then and have always known, I think, how important it is to keep this building going. And That, to me, is very encouraging from the standpoint of when we look to the future of what still can happen, because I know that there is real passion in our community for this building and for what it represents and the asset that it is and what it will do for Greater Cincinnati. So much so that people were willing to allow it to be operated in a certain fashion only because they knew that sometimes you've got to build a bridge to get from where you were to where you truly need to be.